Shabbos.
Aye.
We're kind of a little bit behind time, so to speak, or ahead of time, actually. We're ahead of time because we're a little bit. It's fine. I as soon as I see 6 o'clock, I realize that must have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. Okay. We're middle of Kol Shem Ma'aseh Merubin, I think, that we got up to.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So it says Kol Shem Ma'aseh Merubin B'chulam. Da. Ka Ma'im Azu Daimim V'shavel Ma'ashon Feizeh. Kol Shem Ma'aseh Merubin B'chulam. So we have a parallel maima that you need maisa merubin as opposed to yirasai yirascheta kedavos chochmasai. Shabaloyma gamkein kan kitzorech sheyaseid kiyum lechochma. By the way, just before we go into what he says, I just want to. I think we will see it in his hemshech, but. He is. It's a very difficult lesson. He doesn't say Ma'aseh is Kedem is Chochmasa, even though this nonsense is kind of a nishma, but that's not, that was Matan Torah. But Ma'aseh that he does befail, that can only come afterwards. The klal is, in any mahalach from a Sheirish downward, or outwards, the outcome will be greater than the Sheirish. So, a tree has one shoresh and many, many branches with many fruits. A person has many tolodos. The outward growth as it goes down is always misrabe. So Ma'aseh Merubin means if one sees that a person's chacham is moiled many ma'asim. This is my magos, so it's not what he's saying yet. The first thing that we notice about it is that Chochmah has conditions for it to exist. And Chochmah requires some sort of context. So what he's saying here is Chochmah is something that it's not the person, it's an addition to the person. The fact that we use the musig of the dokhana my chasa, pikoina chachma, mem chasa, shatar, nikna. Kinyanim are always things that are outside of me that I'm mitzaref to myself. So it's not the pshat that the person is himself. It's like the difference between a person building his muscles or a person taking a stick and having a stick to hit with. Chachma is an addition to the person. If it does a vade demer chachma, can a chachma the math level bin bilvat? You certainly can't say that the seichel and the person is one and the same. The Lashon Ram uses hu achochmo yadea hu amada. You don't have that thing by a person. A person is a balguf, and as such, the balguf is an addition to the. The balguf is an addition to the mitzvahs. The chacham is an addition to the person, and therefore there's going to be certain conditions for it to exist. So just like a binyan can collapse because a binyan is something that's built up. In other words, the ground is something which stands in the Eretz Yisrael Lemedes. But when you have an addition, so to it, the addition sometimes stands, sometimes falls. Binyan gama nechshav ha chachma. Kamoish ha binyan shav ha nefil kashay ha chachma. Shekana binyan shereis v'akaka makav l'binyan. So the chokhmah and the person, the chokhmah is an addition to the person. As an addition, it's not muchach to be there. It can be, it cannot be, and therefore the person has to be careful about losing it. Over amalus nezer, so he thought this kiyiras achet or yisoid l'chokhmah. So the first thing is yiras achet is yisoid l'chokhmah. Bedovazek meishu bi'arnu, kashem yisbaruch hu shemekayim ha'koil mitzat she'ilu mekayim ha'olul. While the yiras achet, Hashem yisbaruch hu yisoid ha'kol bu'ilu, v'machzikum kayim ha'olul ha'adam, v'zeh yishkim ala chokhmah. So what he's saying is, I mean, what he's going to say is as follows. Chokhmah itself is be'etzem a bridge between a Kadosh Baruch and a person. The atzmius of the Chokhmah is ke'ilu, it starts with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It becomes something that we can understand, and we process it and move it on. It means that in order for Chokhmah to be miskayim, in order for it to stay in its place, it needs two anchors. It needs an anchor in the Sheirish, which is where it's coming from. Chokhmah needs to be anchored in as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu outwards. It needs to be anchored in the person, that it stay in the person. And the sort of raya that's anchored in the person is that it's Moilet Peiros. If you plant a tree in the ground, the first, you dig a hole, you put it in, and the first test, the first thing to check, which will help determine if the tree is going to last in the ground, is if the tree actually, if the tree is firmly put into the ground, if it's anchored well. The second test is, if it doesn't start giving off leaves, branches, and things like that, then it's also not growing, and nothing's happening. The two ends of something like that lies in Sheirish and in the Peiros. So the understanding that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Sheirish of Chokhmah is what gives it Sheirish. V'oid kashem is Baruch Hu yisoid haChokhmah.
Entertaining, but I can't call that chachma because it's coming from no place. If a person
human Torah, then the person doesn't really have Chachma. He might have a lot of wonderful ideas in his head, might have a lot of wonderful philosophies, but he can't go to Chachma because it's not anchored in its Sheirish. That's one part of it. The second part is, if the person's Chachma that has in him is not really anchored in him, is that going to be Moedel Peiris? But let's give a mashal. If a person, I can give a person directions how to bake a certain cake, how to cook something, how to go from place to place. The person can memorize it, and if you know, can give it back. But it's not really in the person. It's not anchored to the person in any sense, and therefore the person will be scared to make any changes. So if a person is the first time they're baking challah, they're getting a recipe how to bake a challah, so they'll follow it letter by letter because all they have information that's recorded. They haven't understood the process. But a person's into it and he's done it enough times and he sort of is in the process, then the person dehears it, the person understands what he's doing, and he feels comfortable making changes, doing this because he better was kainet. It sort of got absorbed in him. The chachma got absorbed in him. So the two bechinas of whether the person is a chachma or not is this chachma mushrish all the way in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and has it struck roots? Has it been kevei makom in its own nefesh as well? And for that, the toilodis of Maisim Tovim are the proper for that. Lefikach arasham mitchila kol shefchet kedem chachmas chachmas kayemes shebilach hakitzarik al chachmas yeschet shebesvul ze yeshkim al chachmas tari ilahu Hashem Yisbarach.
There's no sense that
the idea of the Chumash Enyan is moiled any special zeros as that. Loimi boy, if the person actually cut some corners, he doesn't cut corners, but there's no special Hoysafis or anything of that nature. Then it's a riot that the thing is not really mushes the person. We're not talking about a person who's a shakun, behedi, pashit, is playing a game. We're talking about a person who's doing it, and he thinks that it's the right thing to do, but it's not, you know, it doesn't. So the other pshat is because the chokhmah hasn't been really mishtarish in the person. He says it a little bit different. He says that maisim are an inyan that is mezachich. The person slowly becomes a kliki of chokhmah.
Another point.
Hashama kan kol sheyes chetoy kodesh chokhmatoy. Medaber bechokhmas hatoy befrat. Vashech bum is klal. Ke chokhma shel toy tzricha yisoy biyosef. Emalas hatoy sheloy kisi v'chokhim rodem. The chilek, all of the different inyanim that Aristotle's metapol with, those are inyanim that are shayach really to, in a certain sense, mitzvahs, sitvias, mishpatim. There wasn't any, to get into the chalkei Torah that are not mishpatim, he certainly didn't do that. So, the ability to get into those inyanim are those things, that's something that shayach that you need is hakara. Masha'inkin din yanim that a shayach to tzur, so the way he's born and so on and so forth, that shayach to masalim also. So unless a person does mitzvahs and is mezachich himself and becomes a Torah, a kli worthy of Torah, he's not going to attain Torah.
Good.
I think next week we'll have to go with Tuesday. Is that good for Eilam?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what?
Yeah, it's good.
Fine.
Okay. So Be'ez Hashem, Tuesday next week.
Okay.
Kol Tov.
Kol Tov. Okay.